Turning now to the California GOP convention this weekend in San Diego, Nadia Lathan and Maya C. Miller are politics reporters with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state. Welcome, you two.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you.
Well, Nadia, I want to start with you because both Steve Hilton and Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco were at the GOP convention this weekend. They have been polling rather well in the governor's race. So polling shows both of these Republican candidates leading the majority of Democratic candidates. What was the atmosphere and attendance like over the weekend?
Yeah, no, absolutely. People were definitely very visibly excited, especially for, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco and many delegates there, you know, having traveled all across the state to be there, just had a lot of energy. And yeah, a lot of, you know, the Republicans that were there were, you know, oftentimes the most energized and activated parts of the base. And so, you know, there was a big crowd even following around Chad Bianco as he walked around the convention floor and people taking photos and whatnot. And so in general, there was a good dose of optimism, too, because of, you know, the disarray that we're currently seeing on the Democratic side in the governor's race.
Well, Maya, I mean, as I led with off the top last week, President Trump, he weighed in on this race. He endorsed Steve Hilton as the Republican candidate for governor. Did that, how big of a deal was that over the weekend? Did that like shift the dynamics in this race?
Well, it came as a surprise to all of us. Even the chairwoman of the state Republican Party said that she was personally surprised that the president would weigh in on anything related to California, since that was something that he doesn't usually do. I think the conventional wisdom is that the president's support really amounts to a call for Republicans to amass and rally around his chosen candidate, which is former Fox News host Steve Hilton. And, you know, this weekend, we definitely saw Hilton trying to leverage this endorsement. He had signs that said President Trump's choice for governor is Steve Hilton, and he would bring the president's name up in his various speeches that he would make to delegates, trying to pitch himself as their chosen endorsee. So I definitely think that there was a presence that the president had at this convention, but most of that was coming from Mr. Hilton's side and sort of proclaiming that he was the president's choice and therefore people should get behind him.
What's interesting, though, is that the California Republican Party, you know, at these conventions, they typically vote on which candidate to endorse, and they failed to reach an endorsement of either candidate. Did that come as a surprise? I mean, this convention was just days after President Trump endorsed one of the candidates.
I think that for outside viewing in, it might seem like a surprise that there was no consensus on who their chosen endorsee would be. But, you know, for those of us who have kind of been keeping a finger on the pulse of the Republican Party this year, it didn't come really as that big of a surprise, because to get the endorsement of the party, you do need 60% of the delegate vote. And that's a tall order when you have two candidates who have been polling pretty close to each other within the last several months. I do think that there were some signs that the president's support for Steve Hilton might have taken away some of the energy from the Bianco team. I think Chad Bianco's camp was coming into the convention sort of with the presumption that they would have the endorsement on lock. They've been working the phones and working central committee members at the county level for, you know, a long time to try to shore up those delegate votes. And I think the president's endorsement definitely shifted the vote maybe a little bit at the end there. I think that nobody even crossed the 50% threshold of delegate votes at the final vote tally. So, you know, for sure, a boost for Hilton, but not necessarily seeing a mass exodus of support from Chad Bianco's team.
Nadia, as you mentioned, you know, Trump's presence, of course, was felt at the Republican convention in California. He doesn't need to be there physically, of course. But did attendees respond to the major events that are unfolding across the world and country? I mean, the war in Iran, rising gas prices, immigration enforcement. Did that come up at all?
Yeah, many of the attendees I spoke to, at least, yeah, when just talking about them, their thoughts on the war, many of them were still really supportive of President Trump and the US's entry into the war, and were just in favor of what was happening right now, and didn't, their support for the president didn't waver. And even when it came down to talking about gas prices, no one was happy about them and about how high they've been. But many folks really just kind of, didn't blame the president directly for that, and kind of instead attributed that to what they see as a failure of state policy from Governor Gavin Newsom and Democrats in the state legislature.
Yeah, okay. So sticking with Democrats at the Republican convention, I mean, did Eric Swalwell come up at all, or just the really crowded race of Democratic candidates for governor, Maya?
Yeah, Eric Swalwell and the Democrats were a favorite punching bag this weekend for Republicans. It was really a sort of a revelry in this Schadenfreude, this enjoyment of watching their political opponents suffer such dysfunction and have to answer for the allegations lodged against their leading candidate, Congressman Swalwell. And so there were presenters making jokes about how, oh, Eric Swalwell must be having a terrible weekend, but we're having a great weekend here. It's so sunny in San Diego. And he honestly became sort of a laugh line and a punching bag for this party that would otherwise have not really a lot of cause to celebrate, given the political environment and the growing discontent with the party's president.
Finally, Nadia, I mean, this is going to be the first election using district lines drawn under Prop 50, which voters approved last fall, and it threatens to flip up to five Republican districts blue in California. So, how is the state GOP responding?
Yeah, after Prop 50 for Republicans, the only district that's competitive for them, at least, is one that's in San Diego, currently represented by Republican Congressman Daryl Issa. And right now, the party, they're backing San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond, who replaced Issa after he decided to drop out. And the Republicans that I've spoken to, and just how the campaigns have played out so far, have really are leaning into the fact that the Democrats on their side are really divided between candidates who they think are best to go up against Jim Desmond, and their lack of cohesion and their intra-party division is something that, yeah, that they've leaned into and are using as leverage as, and also are just focusing on the fact and using to their advantage that Jim Desmond doesn't have, a voting record and is more of a blank slate that they can work off of.
Nadia Lathan and Maya C. Miller are politics reporters with Cal Matters. Thanks for joining us, you two.
Thank you so
Thank you
much.
for having us.
We've been talking about the California Republican Convention that took place over the weekend in San Diego. Up next, we are kicking off our series interviewing the candidates vying to become the governor of California. Today, we're speaking to Democratic candidate and former state controller Betty Yee. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.